I got tickets, passes, if you will, to the Blackhawks convention, which is going to be held on the 27th through the 29th of this month of July.
It's coming up.
I know. July, seems like it's almost over now. I don't know how it happened.
How did that happen?
I don't know. Book online at chicagoblackhawks.com.
July 9th. And then this is July 27th to the 29th.
So it's going to be a good time.
We'll be there. Yeah. No big deal.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, exactly. Kind of is a big deal. Yeah,
it is a
kind of a big deal. I don't know. You know what I mean?
We get a booth.
You get to rub shoulders with everybody, Blackhawks organization.
We get a whole stage, not just a booth.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get a whole stage. You're right. Oh, I wanted to start small so you guys can build it up.
Yeah.
Is that what, really? Is that why? No, that's not why you did that. That's not what, that meant?
Yes, yeah.
No, I don't think so. All right, Steve Stone is joining us. Chicago White Sox broadcaster, brought to you by Let Us Entertain You Restaurants.
Any food recommendations today?
Quite a bit, and it's just wonderful.
Wait, say that again. I'm sorry, we had a technical there. Operator error.
You got to try Ramen Sons, the one in the West Loop, and the one right down here, and it sounds like an echo chamber.
Yes!
The pork belly little sandwich thing, I never know what they're called, but they're so good there.
The bao buns?
Yeah, especially with the fried chicken.
Yes! And it's got the spicy mayonnaise on it.
I just tried it, too, and I loved it.
Pretty good.
Yeah. And you know what? They got that sushi-san, too, which is all part of that whole deal, too. That's on Grand, too. I know.
Indeed.
Yeah, just to throw that in, if you're looking for Asian, and you're looking at Let Us Entertain You, their new Asian division, couldn't be better, and it's run by a genius.
You know him?
You kind of know
personally?
Him, don't you?
A genius?
I paid for his wedding. That's all I know.
You should get endless amounts of ramen and sushi.
Yeah, we did.
A lot of Japanese noodles coming your way.
There was a lot of Thai food at the end of the wedding because his family's from Thailand, so that's how that worked out. All right, can we talk about the All-Star announcements have been made? Jose Abreu, of course, makes it for the White Sox. And of course, I say of course, which is, this was not a banner year for the White Sox in terms of sending people to the All-Star game, but it's one of those moments. Did you want to go to the All-Star? Do All-Stars want to go to the All-Star game, or would they rather have a couple of days to go play golf?
No, I knew that this was going to be probably it for me. So I was delighted to be picked number one, and then I got to start the game. So it was, for me, it was a thrill of a lifetime. And at the time, I got to pitch three innings, as it turned out. That will never happen again. But being the starting pitcher was a thrill. And I had not even a debatable issue. I was going to go, and whether I started or not, I was going to go. It's quite an honor.
Yeah. Which stadium did you get that in?
The only All-Star game ever played in Dodger Stadium was 1980, and that's the game that I started a game against James Rodney Richard.
Wow.
56,000 were in attendance that day, Steve. What was the whole experience like? Goosebumps for that?
Yeah, the one thing that I wanted to do and I kind of dreamed about was warming up in the bullpen and then hearing my name announced and starting, as it turned out, starting for the American League, Steve Stone, and that was a thrill.
I bet.
That is something. That was your Cy Young season, right?
That was a Cy Young season, and that whole year from the start of the season to the end of the season, it was one of those years where if you wrote down everything that could possibly happen and as well as it could happen, that's what did happen. It was just a magical year.
Steve, Jose Abreu is going to start in that game. First positional player for the White Sox organization to get a start in the Midsummer Classic since 93, I want to say, which was
96, Thomas.
Yes, 96, my mistake. 96, Frank Thomas. Jose Abreu is getting the recognition that he should, because he's been one of the more consistent players in all of baseball, really, since he entered 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, I think certainly for him, it's a thrill being voted in. And also, you know, it came at a good time because Miguel Cabrera was not available. And, he probably could have gotten more votes. Normally, his numbers are staggering by the All-Star break, although not playing this year, the numbers were way down and he was injured most of the time. But for Jose, I think it's a wonderful thrill for him. It is an honor to be voted in by the fans. And, you know, he's going in at this point at 259, 12 and 50 on the power numbers, 12 home runs, 50 driven in. Not a typical Jose year because the numbers are usually much better than that, but still, the honor of being voted in by the fans is something that he'll remember always.
Javi Baez, Wilson Contreras, John Lester for the Cubs. And there was some talk about home run derby participants. We haven't seen the names yet, but Javi Baez, some have mentioned that, and maybe even Jose Abreu. If you were a manager, Steve, would you be okay with guys going out there and competing in the home run derby? Because we've seen guys do really well and hit a bunch of homers, and then all of a sudden they fall off after the All-Star break.
You know, I think it's player's choice. I think that you see guys who do that, and then they say that it tampers with their swings. I don't know exactly. You're talking about an isolated one-day event, and if a guy is not mentally strong enough to get his swing back to where it was, then shame on the guy. If he wants to play in that, and he wants to swing and maybe take a chance on winning that, I would have no problem with that.
Yeah, because you never know. And that is such a fun event, though. I mean, for a TV event,
mm-hmm.
because, and I'm glad that they've made that into the big deal that they made it into, and mm-hmm. all of these, you know, every sport has to have that, right? You got a slam dunk. But
yeah, it's fun to watch.
Home run is really tons of fun to watch.
You can tell they're having fun doing it.
Well, especially in this day and age of baseball, because everybody's trying to hit home runs. They're talking about launch angle. Everybody's very important about, you know, launch angle. They're talking about exit velocity. And they don't even think about exit velocity in terms of hits. They think about exit velocity in terms of home runs. So the home run derby is right there. That's what people love to see. And give them a chance to see the best of the best.
Imagine Babe Ruth discussing velocity with Babe Ruth. Exit velocity? I mean, just how fast you get out of the stadium would be for him, would have been exit velocity, it seems. I mean, it's you know, those guys, I mean, it wasn't really, how technical, when you played in the 70s, mm-hmm. how technical was all of that? And those statistics were different because the technology to actually capture some of those things wasn't readily available. But was there, I mean, it was about mechanics. It wasn't really about outcome, right?
No, it was about outcome because that's how you got paid. But as far as the technical aspect of it, quantifying everything,
yes,
no, it was much less than it is now. Obviously, now they have a statistic for everything, and you know, it doesn't make it better or worse than it was. It just makes it different. And so they have a way to quantify a lot of things. But the one thing that you'll never find a computer being able to do, regardless of who programs it and how good the guys are, and where the programs are coming from, Yale, Harvard, any of the other big schools, they won't be able to gauge the heart of the player. They won't be able to gauge if this guy is going to come through in a pennant race because some guys are never in a pennant race. You never really know. If you did that, you'd judge postseason player, any of those other things. There's a lot of guys that would never get a chance to really show what they could do. But I don't denigrate the statisticians now because they're able to come up with some things that we never could when I played. And now you're seeing the emphasis on the third time through the batting order. And there is a marked difference with a lot of pitchers the third time through. So the manager and the pitching coach will be more likely to get somebody up earlier these days than they would normally. And that's one of the reasons why the bullpen has really come into prominence over the last 5 to 8 years, is that it's a bullpen game now. Starting pitchers don't go as long. They don't throw as many pitches. When they get to 100, they start to worry and get them out of there. But, you know, we quantified third time through the order, a lot of pitchers just fall apart.
Steve, we're closing in on the trade deadline, so it's trade rumor season, naturally. And, of course, mm-hmm. we heard Manny Machado. We've talked to you about him over the past couple months. Jose Abreu's name also has come up in discussions. Apparently the Astros may have some interest. I guess how active do you think the White Sox are going to be at the deadline? Because, you know, we've seen Jose Quintana dealt off, Chris Sale dealt off. Do you think Rick Hahn's going to be active this year as well?
Well, first of all, when you look at the haul that that Quintana and Sale brought, along with Adam Eaton, they brought a lot of players in return because they all had one thing in common, and that was long-term controllable contracts, very team-friendly contracts, and you're trading contracts. So as far as what Rick Hahn has to offer now, it's not going to be quite as lucrative coming back as the guys they did trade. But I think what Rick and Kenny both feel like is they're open for business. They're going to listen to everybody about every player. I don't believe there's one player on this team that they wouldn't trade. If you make the proper deal, they're going to move these guys. Now, the question is, what are you going to get in return? I believe that Jose Abreu probably falls into the category of worth more to the White Sox for what he does away from the actual field and his numbers, as far as helping the Latino players, being an example for them, being completely professional in everything that he does. I don't know that you can quantify that as far as getting a trade prospect back. But with the proper deal, let me tell you, these guys will trade just about anybody because they're in the building phase right now, and that's what they're looking to do.
Well, it's going to be an interesting couple of months in baseball, I think, in Chicago. No question about that. But
I think it'll be an interesting few weeks with the trade deadline coming up. This is an exciting time of year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, and the All-Star break. I think if you're not in the All-Star game, people love that too, right? Because they get to relax, especially now with the new contract. They get almost a week off.
Absolutely. Well, it's not any more time off. The players got the more time off during the course of the season. Instead of 8 off days, they got 12. But this year, with the horrible weather early in the season, many of those off days are taken up by makeup games. So it was it was one of those, be careful what you wish for, you just might get it. Yeah. Well, they did wish for it. They actually got it, and now they have to pay for it.
Yeah.
The Cubs have a 5-game series coming up with the Cardinals because of all the weather issues. It's a four-game set scheduled at Wrigley, and then they had to make a doubleheader on the Saturday. So 5 games against the Cardinals.
And the White Sox are taking on the Cardinals, right?
Yes, starting tomorrow on Wednesday.
And that is worth seeing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, because if you want to go see, because if you hate the Cardinals, you hate the Cardinals. And you don't care, even if you're a Cubs fan, this is a great opportunity to go to, in a lot of ways, a superior ballpark and better parking, no question about
yes,
it.
Yes, and tailgating.
And tailgating, and go and enjoy yourself. Don't wear your Cubby blue there. Although, I think, what is your thought on this? Because you've played all around this, Steve. You would know better than anybody. If you wore your Cubs gear to the White Sox parking lot for a Cardinals game.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Is that okay?
I'm of the mind that support baseball because that's how the game grows. We would love everybody to be White Sox fans. The reality of it is that you're not going to have everybody as White Sox fans. So be a fan of whatever it is you want to be. Just be a baseball fan. Come to games whenever you get a chance and whatever stadiums you go to see it. Because if you take, if you're a little bit older, you take your sons and daughters. In some cases, you take your grandsons and granddaughters to the park. You're going to perpetuate the game of baseball. The game is going to be healthier if we have more baseball fans. I honestly don't particularly care what you're a fan of. Just be a fan of the game because it's a beautiful game. It's a wonderful way to spend the summer, the early spring, the early fall. It's just great. It is a beautiful game. I've spent my life in it, so I'm very prejudiced about that. But come to the park, bring your kids, bring your friends, bring your family, and just support the game.
All right. There you go.
Well, thank you, Steve. Steve.
Yeah, thank you very much, Steve Stone. Appreciate it.
Have a good rest of the show.
Brought to you by Lotta Serenting. Thank you, sir. All right.
Headed off to Ramen-san.
Try the ramen.
Yes. Well, it's not just ramen anymore.
It isn't.
No. Sushi-san.
And there's sushi-san, but the ramen-san is, there's a lot of stuff at the ramen-san if you just don't want the ramen.
Get the pork belly sandwiches.
You know what? At sushi-san, there's a pork belly thing. It's like just a pork belly on the, oh my,
it melts.
Oh man.
I got the spicy miso ramen, which was fantastic.
Yeah. So I got the whole thing going right there.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Yeah, don't miss
out on
it.
I know, I am too.
All right, let's check in with Judy Pilak, find out what's coming up at the top of the hour.